4-5.
Hi, my name is Sharia, and you're listening to a brand new episode of The Aviation Files, best podcast for all aviation enthusiasts. In today's episode, we will discuss Russia's newest aircraft, India's amazing performance in Southeast Asia, even surpassing China, Boeing's recent cyber attack, Virgin Atlantic's new sustainable fuel, EVA Air's huge Airbus order, and the restoration of the abandoned 727 at the former Athens airport. This episode is going to be a long one, so without further ado, let's begin. First, let's take a look at the Russians and their new aircraft. The pre-existing Ilyushin IL-96-400 has gotten a new variant, the IL-96-400M Stretch. Let's take a look at this new quad jet. The maiden flight of Russia's IL-96-400M, a long-range wide-body passenger aircraft, marked a significant milestone in the country's aviation industry. Conducted by the Voronezh Aircraft Manufacturing Company, a subsidiary of the United Aircraft Corporation, UAC. The flight, detailed in a November 1st report on the Russian government's official website, focused on assessing the stability and controllability of the aircraft's various systems. Notably, the Russian Federal Air Transport Agency, Rosaviatsiya, verified that a majority of the systems and equipment utilized in the IL-96-400M were produced by the Rostec State Corporation. The successful 26-minute flight reached an altitude of 2,000 meters and a speed of up to 390 kilometers per hour, and was piloted by Sergei Sukhar, chief pilot of Ilyushin Design Bureau and an honored test pilot of the Russian Federation. The IL-96 project has a storied history, originating in the 1980s with the IL-96-300 entering commercial service in 1993. Even today, the IL-96-300 remains in service as the official aircraft for the Russian President Putin. Facing challenges in commercial success of the IL-96-300, Russia introduced the IL-96M model, incorporating significant aviation equipment from Western countries. However, following the discontinuation of the IL-96, Russia persisted with the development of the IL-96-400 model, featuring domestically produced electronic equipment and engines. A noteworthy development occurred in 2017 when Russia, amid seeking cooperation with China to address market demands for a wide-body aircraft, established a joint venture company called CRAIC. Despite this collaboration, Russia internally continued the development of the IL-96-400 model, demonstrating its commitment to advancing its indigenous aviation capabilities. The geopolitical landscape further influenced Russia's aviation plans following the 2014 Ukraine crisis, and amidst international sanctions, Sergei Chemezov, the CEO of Rostec, announced a large-scale restart of the IL-96 production in March 2022. Interestingly, in 2023, Russia officially withdrew from the large aircraft cooperation plan with China, opting to pursue its independent path in aviation development. Insiders in the Russian defense industry had hinted at the military potential of the IL-96-400M as early as 2021. Reports suggested that Russia was developing this aircraft to serve as an airborne command post in the event of nuclear warfare. The Russian military is expected to receive two of these specialized airborne command aircraft, showcasing the dual use and capabilities of this advanced wide-body platform. In essence, the IL-96-400M's successful maiden flight not only signifies a technological achievement for Russia's aviation industry, but also underscores the multi-phase strategic considerations influencing the country's aircraft development programs. Next, let's take a look at India's performance in the Southeast Asian market. Tourism officials in Southeast Asia are strategically focusing on efforts to attract a larger influx of travelers from two major markets, India and China. As part of their overarching goal to rejuvenate the tourism sector and propel the recovery of the aviation industry in the region. The state of recovery, however, varies significantly between the two countries, with India's capacity approaching near pre-pandemic levels, while China's recovery, especially in terms of leisure destinations, lags behind. According to insights from aviation analytics provider OAG, the air capacity between Southeast Asia and China is experiencing a measurable delay, particularly concerning leisure destinations. Despite this, the recovery in air capacity in capital cities within China is reportedly improving and moving closer to pre-pandemic levels. During the third quarter, China operated with nearly double the number of seats 8 million, compared to the Southeast Asia-India route, 3.8 million. While these statistics highlight the current discrepancy in recovery levels, it is worth noting that China's slow recovery from the pandemic has been evident in recent months. In the third quarter, China's aviation sector was operating at negative 53% of the levels recorded during the same period in 2019, whereas India's recovery was comparatively modest at just negative 7%. Examining specific countries within Southeast Asia, Singapore emerges as a success story with a recovery rate of plus 13%, totaling around 1.5 million seats scheduled during the quarter. Indonesia, while having fewer seats than Singapore, experienced a substantial growth rate of about 1,465%. Vietnam, with a focus on expanding its capacity to India throughout the introduction of new routes, created 345,000 seats that did not exist in 2019. Meanwhile, Malaysia lagged by approximately 32% and Thailand by 29%. Comparing the recovery between China and Southeast Asia in the current year to the third quarter of 2019, Singapore stands out as having the best recovery, operating at negative 23% of the 2019 capacity levels with 2.3 million seats. In contrast, Thailand faced a more significant setback at negative 60%, despite previously being among the top international destinations for China. An interesting trend noted by OAG is that while demand from China primarily centers around leisure destinations, the performance has been commendable for key capital cities in the Southeast Asian region, such as Jakarta and Hanoi. OAG underscores the critical role of connectivity in driving growth in Southeast Asia. Airlines, including Philippine Airlines and Cebu Pacific, are reportedly exploring the possibility of introducing new flights to India, while Bali is hopeful for direct services. Notably, the increased capacity from India has been predominantly attributed to low-cost carriers. In terms of India's performance, there is an optimistic outlook regarding its potential for future growth, with the possibility of surpassing major cities and extending to tertiary cities. This positions India as a significant market for travel to and from Southeast Asia, signaling promising prospects for collaboration and expansion in the foreseeable future. Now, let's look at how Boeing recently dealt with a cyber attack on their systems. Boeing, a prominent United States aerospace giant, has officially confirmed that it has fallen victim to a cyber incident, specifically a ransomware attack orchestrated by the Lockbit ransomware gang. The confirmation follows a report on November 3rd from TechCrunch, which stated that Boeing's cyber incident has been listed on the leak site of the Lockbit ransomware gang. Lockbit is identified as one of the most widely deployed ransomware variants globally, and since 2020, its affiliates have targeted organizations across various critical infrastructure sectors. Operating on a ransomware as a service, RaaS model, Lockbit recruits affiliates to carry out ransomware attacks using its tools and infrastructure. The decentralized nature of Lockbit's operations, involving numerous unconnected affiliates, results in diverse tactics, techniques, and procedures, posing a significant challenge for organizations seeking to defend against such ransomware threats. The Australian Cybersecurity Center highlights Lockbit's prevalence, noting that it has been the primary ransomware variant used worldwide. The Lockbit gang's modus operandi involves threatening organizations to publish sensitive data stolen during cyber attacks if ransom demands are not met. The cyber threat landscape in this context has been characterized by Lockbit's effective use of extortion tactics to pressure targeted entities into paying ransoms. According to the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, there have been approximately 1,700 Lockbit ransomware attacks in the United States since 2020. Resulting in payments totaling around $91 million. The scale and impact of Lockbit's activities underscore the urgency and complexity of addressing ransomware threats, especially in critical sectors such as aerospace. TechCrunch reported that the acknowledgement of the cyber incident by Boeing coincided with the Lockbit ransomware gang claiming responsibility for the attack. In a now-deleted post, Lockbit threatened to release sensitive data purportedly obtained from Boeing unless the company met a ransom demand by November 2nd. The plot thickens as the listing of the incident was removed from the Lockbit website, a platform typically utilized by ransomware gangs to extort organizations and publish compromised data if ransomware payments are not made. In the realm of cybersecurity, the removal of such a listing often signals that the targeted organization has engaged in negotiations with the hackers or possibly paid a portion of the entire ransom amount. Despite these developments, Boeing has remained tight-lipped about whether it received a ransom demand, if any payment was made, and the specifics of how the company's systems were compromised. Boeing neither confirmed nor denied data exfiltration, but admitted to being affected by a cybersecurity incident. The situation raises concerns about the broader implications of ransomware attacks on critical infrastructure and the challenges organizations face in responding to and mitigating such cyber threats. Now, let's take a look at Virgin Atlantic's historical flight that they've planned for later this month. Virgin Atlantic is poised to make aviation history later this month by undertaking the world's first transatlantic flight powered entirely by sustainable aviation fuels, otherwise known as SAFs. The Civil Aviation Authority, CAA, recently issued a permit for this groundbreaking endeavor, signifying a significant leap towards sustainable practices in the aviation industry. Scheduled for November 28th, the 100% SAF-powered flight will operate on one of Virgin Atlantic's key routes, the transatlantic crossing from London Heathrow to New York JFK. This decision aligns with the airline's commitment to sustainability and the broader industry efforts to explore and adopt greener technologies. The CAA's CEO, Rob Bishton, emphasized the importance of enabling the aviation industry to embrace sustainable practices. The issuance of the permit is seen as a crucial step in demonstrating not only Virgin Atlantic's dedication to sustainability, but also the industry's ongoing exploration of innovative technologies. The primary objective of this initiative, it seems, according to the CAA, is to test and showcase the feasibility of flying on 100% SAF. While lower concentration blends of SAF with conventional aviation fuel has become more common, this will be the first instance of a transatlantic flight being entirely SAF-driven, meaning 100% no regular aviation fuels, completely sustainable. This milestone follows Virgin Atlantic's receipt of a £1 million or $1.24 million government grant in December 2022, to support its effort in advancing sustainable aviation. The preparations for the November 28th flight have involved a comprehensive collaboration with industry leaders, including Boeing, BP, and Rolls-Royce. Virgin Atlantic CEO Shai Weiss highlighted the more than a year-long effort and radical collaboration across consortium partners and the government to reach this point. He emphasized the airline's commitment to using 10% SAF by 2030, but stressed the importance of government support for establishing a robust UK SAF industry. As part of the preparation process, Virgin Atlantic worked closely with Boeing, BP, and Rolls-Royce to ensure the smooth operation of every aspect of the SAF-powered flight. Ground testing on Rolls-Royce Trent 1000 engine, where the turbofan ran on 100% sustainable aviation fuel, marked a significant achievement in this collaboration effort. While the CAA's permit is a significant milestone, there is still work to be done. The airline must now engage with Irish, Canadian, and US regulators to secure permissions for the SAF-powered flight to traverse their respective airspaces. This further underscores the need for international cooperation and regulatory alignment to facilitate the widespread adoption of sustainable aviation practices. Next up, we have a huge deal for Airbus and EVA Air. EVA Air, a Taiwanese carrier, is buying loads of Airbus aircraft, valued at $10.1 billion. EVA Air, based in Taiwan, has recently finalized a significant aircraft order with Airbus, signaling the airline's intent to expand and modernize its fleet. The order, disclosed through a filing on the Taiwan Stock Exchange, comprises of 18 A350-1000s and 15 A321neos, amounting to a substantial investment of $10.1 billion. This move underscores EVA Air's strategy of maintaining a diverse fleet by incorporating both wide-body and narrow-body aircraft. The airline currently operates a mix of planes from both Airbus and Boeing. The A350-1000s are expected to serve the airline's long-haul routes, offering enhanced fuel efficiency and passenger comfort, while the A321neos are slated for deployment on regional routes. While specific details about the A321 variants have not been disclosed, as to my knowledge, it is mentioned that these aircraft are likely not the long-range versions, the A321LR or the A321XLR, given their designation use for regional flights. EVA Air's decision to opt for Airbus aircraft aligns with some of the ongoing competition between Airbus and Boeing to secure orders from global airlines. Some carriers, like EVA Air, prefer a balanced approach by operating a mix of aircraft from different manufacturers. The disclosure also provides insight into the evolving economics of the aviation industry. Airbus discontinued publishing list prices for its aircraft in 2018, citing the impracticality of these figures, as airline customers rarely pay the full amount. However, the $10.1 billion valuation of EVA Air's order signifies a significant investment for the airline, highlighting the financial scale of such transactions in the aviation sector. EVA Air, known for splitting its wide-body fleet between Airbus and Boeing, has historically operated Airbus A321-200s in its narrow-body category. These A321-200s, with an average age of just 8.5 years, have proven to be relatively young, with the oldest in the fleet reaching a decade in service. Interestingly, approximately a year ago, reports suggested that EVA Air was considering a reduction in its narrow-body fleet while exploring the possibility of a wide-body aircraft order. In summary, EVA Air's recent order for 18 A350-1000s and 15 A321neos from Airbus represents a substantial investment aimed at fleet expansion and modernization, underlining the airline's commitment to maintaining a diverse and efficient fleet for both long-haul and regional operations. Finally, let's move to our last story for today, the abandoned Olympic Airlines 727 at the former Athens airport and its second chance at life. For those of you that don't know, this airport, Ellinikos Airport, is the former airport for Athens, Greece, and is home to many abandoned aircraft. The Olympic Airlines, a defunct Greek carrier, 727 is probably the most famous of these aircraft, and now Zila Aviation, a prominent air charter group based in Cyprus, has recently made headlines by acquiring two long-abandoned aircraft at the former Athens International Airport. The group, known for its expertise in aircraft wet/dry leasing, chartering, and sales, has taken a unique initiative to restore and showcase these historic planes. Aiming to kindle the interest of a new generation of aviators while simultaneously preserving a significant piece of aviation history in both Greece and Cyprus. The first of these two aircraft is a Boeing 727-2, originally delivered to Olympic Airways in December 1968. This aircraft, with registrations SX-CBA, operated under the name Mount Olympus for 23 years before retiring in 1992. Since then, it has been parked at Ellinikon International Airport, serving as a silent witness to the changing landscape of Greek aviation. Ellinikon International Airport, having been the primary international gateway to Greece for over six decades, holds a special place in the aviation history of the region, further adding to the historical significance of the aircraft. The second aircraft in this ambitious restoration project is a Hellenic Imperial Airways BAC-1-11. With the registration Sierra X-Ray Bravo Alpha Romeo, delivered in 1996, this particular aircraft is the only BAC-1-11 to fly with the Greek registration. Notably, it bears the colors of the Hellenic Air Force, making it a unique and valuable artifact in the context of aviation history. The initial plan to transport the BAC-1-11 to Cyprus for painting in the historic colors of Cyprus Airways faced logistical challenges, leading to a decision to donate the restored aircraft to the municipality of Lavrio. Once restored, the BAC-1-11 will find its new home next to the city's harbor, becoming a symbol of historical continuity and connection between aviation and local communities. Andreas Christodoulides, the president of Zila Aviation, expressed the company's vision for this restoration project, emphasizing its role in providing an opportunity for people, especially the younger generation, to journey back in time and explore the captivating world of the aviation industry. This exhibition of aircraft to the public is expected to be a captivating experience, fostering a deep appreciation for the rich aviation heritage of Greece and Cyprus. The meticulous restoration and preservation process for these aircraft will be handled by Greek lift specialists Notis Cranes, renowned for their expertise and specialized machinery required for such intricate projects. As Zila Aviation expands its footprint in the Greek market, This venture not only underscores the company's commitment to aviation, but also serves as a testament to the enduring legacy of these iconic aircraft that once graced the skies and now stand as living artifacts of a bygone era. That's all we have for today. I hope you enjoyed this rather lengthy episode, and do make sure to support my podcast on whatever platform you're listening to this on. Make sure to check out my Instagram as well, @TheAviationFiles, for more news, updates, and fun facts. Until next time.